The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. There's an interesting dynamic revealed in today's gospel. Christ says, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." Now we're gonna get into the little academic aspect of this and what this means. We know from our Catholic upbringing that the Father begets the Son, right? So Father, Son, and then the love that exists between these two people, these two persons, is its own person. It's so real that the love that exists between them is so real, it becomes its own person, and that is the Holy Spirit. So we have the three divine persons, the Holy Trinity. And within that context, the love between the Father and Son, the love between the Holy Spirit, the Son, the Holy Spirit, like this big old, like constant, just outpouring of love from one to the other, to the other, to the other, for all eternity. We call this perichoresis. It's not an important term you need to know, but it's effectively a divine dance that they're always showing love to the other, always pouring out love one to the other for all eternity. And so this passage for today, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you," tells us that Christ loves us with the same love and in the same way that the Father loves him. That same love that exists between them, he has now shown to us and brought us into that divine life, that divine dance that exists for all eternity between them. And so there's a goodness in that, but there's something that's a goodness shown to us, but for all the goodness that's shown to us, there's kind of a response that's demanded of us. And the response that's demanded of us is that we go and share that same love that exists in the Trinity to everyone else. It doesn't just stay with us. It's an overflowing. It's an overabundance that is always shared with us, and we too have to go out and share that overabundance of love with everyone else. The same love that exists in the Trinity, the same love that Christ shows to us and gives to us, we have to give to other people. And so this tells us three things. First, there is this divine, otherworldly, supernatural kind of love that exists, and Christ has brought us into that love by loving us. Number two, when we follow him, when we trust him, when we love like him, we love with the very same love as the Holy Trinity. And number three, the more that we love, the more that we share this same love with everybody else, the more we enter into that dynamic life of the Trinity. So if we want to be brought more into that life of the Trinity, we have to go and give that love away constantly, forever. My brothers and sisters, this is an important part of our faith. We know that the two commandments, the greatest commandments, love God and love your neighbor. But it's more than just that. It's loving God with the same love that he has shown to us, and it's loving our neighbor with the same love of the Blessed Trinity.